And I am joined in the studio by Louise Wilson. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning. I'm disappointed you didn't do a sort of a proper DJ lead into. And there's another monkey in the studio as well. And her name is. Anyway, well, good morning.
If ever I need a scriptwriter, Louise, I'm going to ring. I'm going to phone you up.
Thanks.
So just to recap,
yes.
Because you've been coming in and seeing
yes.
us for a few weeks now. So we've been talking about places that you can go and have your Christmas dinner in the city in South Cambridgeshire. And we've come up with some good ideas, but not everybody either wants to or maybe can't afford to eat out. They're on a bit of a budget. So we thought this week it would be nice to come up with a few ideas for things you can make at home.
Yeah, definitely. I thought and also there's going to be people hosting parties and stuff. You know, you want easy things that you can do and maybe like make ahead of time as well that you can either freeze or just pop in the fridge and they're going to last you a few days. You can just get them out, reheat them or, you know, serve them up as is.
Yes.
So why don't we start there then? Because we're also going to look at things in the community as well, which we'll come on to later.
Oh, yes.
So I've actually just started back writing for my local magazine, which is, you know, the article is called Cambridge Kitchen, which kind of self-explanatory, really. And looking towards the sort of festive periods and the various parties, I thought about things that people can make at home. And my first recipe actually was Scotch, I call them Scotch Vegs, which is like a vegan Scotch egg.
Right, okay.
So basically all that is and you can stuff it with anything, but it's basically stuffing a tomato. So your tomato essentially is like the sausage meat, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
And you can do different sizes, you can do little cherry tomatoes or big ones or whatever. And basically, yeah, you just put whatever you... I did tofu, and the reason I did that was because that's a really good substitute for egg. And if you've heard of Himalayan black salt...
I don't think I have.
Well, that's got a sort of a sulfury taste, which gives you the taste of the egg, you see.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of crucial if you want that type of flavour. But otherwise, don't worry about it. Normal salt will do. And then you stuff that, and then you pané it. So that's to breadcrumb it, you know, sort of flour.
Right.
Flour. What you would use, what I used in place of egg was like a chickpea batter. So
okay.
You just use some chickpea flour or gram flour as it's otherwise known, mix it up to sort of thick paste, coat that, and then put your breadcrumbs around it, deep fry those. And like I say, you can actually make those ahead of time and then just reheat them through the oven. But that's a great alternative if you want something for anyone
quick.
Who's veggie or whatever.
For breadcrumbs, as I tell you, the thing I do, I don't know if you do this, rather than go out, you can go out and buy them, can't you? But I, as I'm getting to the end of a loaf, I never seem to get to the end of a loaf of bread. Dry it out, stick it in the old blender, and then you can shove them in a bag in the freezer and you just take them out as you need
them. It's perfect. And also, if they're fully dry, you can actually just store them in an airtight container as well.
Oh, right,
and they'll last for, you know, a good few months without, you know, as long as they're fully dried out.
Yes.
Then they should keep in a sealed jar as well. Absolutely fine.
And your own ones are nicer, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, yeah. They get much better flavour. Another one is chickpea fries as well. I made these a little while ago, and actually I've got my mother sitting next to me right now, and
hello,
she'll vouch for, and they're really easy to do. Again, it's just you boil up some water. Rain in a bit of chickpea flour until, with some salt and pepper and, you know, olive oil or butter, whatever you fancy doing. Whisk it all up so it's a nice thick paste. You cook it out for a few minutes and then pour it onto a tray so it's nice and level. Pop that in the fridge for about, only takes about sort of half an hour. Let it cool down. Cut it into sort of chip sort of size pieces. And then you deep fry those or put them through the oven again. But they're a nice alternative to just potato chips, and again they're, you know, completely gluten free, so you haven't got to worry about that either. So that's another really good one.
And I guess if you oven cook them, it's probably deep frying's nice, but oven
well, the
is
thing
a bit...
is, don't forget the thing is actually there's I think there's a misconception about deep frying. Now I'm not suggesting it's, you know, massively. You know, I'm not saying it's really
good
healthy, but on the other, yeah. But on the other hand, there's a misconception that it's really, really bad for you, because when you think about it, you are literally just frying the outside, but you drain it off. You don't serve up all the excess oil. If you drain it off properly, because these are not. You're not absorbing the oil into these. It doesn't absorb oil. Actually, probably less so than a potato would. You're just crisping up the edges, and then you drain that off, and then that's ready to go in the oven. But like I say, you could just pop them in the oven anyway. It's not. It shouldn't be a problem. Just give them a quick spray with a bit of oil or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. That's good.
Little gem cups as well. You know, with lettuce. That's a really great thing to do, and you can put anything in that. And again, just pop those in the fridge, ready to go. And because they are all in one. Do you know what I mean? You haven't got to worry about any cutlery or anything like that. Just, you know,
hand them round on a tray.
Absolutely perfect.
Perfect snack.
Now, this one as well, I've actually brought in a little bit of this for you to try later on. It's called Bagna Cauda. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't.
It's really interesting. I have made this before, but interestingly enough, when I was looking it up, because I was going to remake it, I did discover something rather interesting, and that is that it's actually a Christmas tradition in Italy. So it's used around Christmas time, and essentially it's like an Italian fondue. It's like what French people would use cheese.
Yes.
This is using olive oil, anchovies, lots of garlic.
Right.
And butter. And basically you have a couple of jars of anchovies, pop those in a pan, into a blender, blend it up with butter, olive oil and lots of garlic, blend that all up, then pop it into a saucepan and you warm it slowly over a sort of a medium, low to medium heat, and then it will separate. And the idea is you then put that in the middle of a table with crudité, you know, chopped up bits of vegetables.
Yes, yes.
And some bread. And the idea is you do that and you sort of go round, each person sort of has their veg, dips it into the sauce, and then eats that over the bread, and all the sort of excess, it's very messy, by the way, so do it with close friends, drips onto the bread, and then you eat the bread once it's soaked in all
Sounds
that nice
delicious.
Butter. It's absolutely
nice.
Delicious. Yeah. And of course, if you wanted to keep that veggie, just leave out the anchovies. The same thing will work. It's like a garlic butter, really. But
yeah,
and the anchovies give it that sort of savoury, deep flavour. It's beautiful.
I was going to say, because I'm a little bit wussy about anchovies. I do like Caesar salad, Caesar dressing, which I didn't realise until
you wouldn't go, oh gosh, this is fishy. It really isn't. I think there's a sort of a misconception about anchovies being really, really fishy. Actually, it's not. It's an umami.
Right.
It's an umami flavour.
Yes.
Because it's great cooking it with like lamb and stuff, because it melts into the sauce. You know, it doesn't. It just gives you a saltiness. So you don't use any salt. Don't pop any additional salt in unless you know
they are
very salty.
Yeah.
And that really is the salt there. And the other great thing about that as well is, unlike cheese fondue, where really you want to be eating that straight away and keeping it heated, because otherwise it sort of solidifies and goes a bit weird.
Yes, yes.
That you can make ahead of time, and again, just warm it ready. So it's not, you know, you haven't got to sort of faff around last minute preparation or anything. You just pop that, you know, over the stove or whatever. That's actually not a problem. Right, dessert ideas, cake pops. And these are a great one to make. I've actually brought some in with me today.
Yeah, I saw some of those, yeah.
And these are fantastic for using up any, like, bits of, you know, at this time of year, you've got bits of cake or biscuit or whatever hanging around, you know, and also all the odds and ends of crumbs and stuff that you have at the bottom. Pop them all into a bowl, melt some chocolate and butter together, mush that all together, pop it in the fridge just to sort of help it set a little bit, roll it into balls, melt a bit more chocolate, and then dip them, and then decorate them as you want. I've made little cartoony sprouts and little Christmas puddings and all that sort of stuff. But it's a great one to, A, use up all your odds and ends of cake and stuff, but also a great one to entertain the kids.
Yeah.
You know, because you can have real fun with it. Go to town, you know, bits of edible glitter or, you know, sort of sugar beads and all that sort of stuff. It's a great way to entertain them, keep them sort of quiet for a bit. And then you've got a sort of a party dessert, really easy to make, that you just pop out later on. They're fun as well. So that's
I mean, cooking with children is, you know, I know my kids, when they were younger, they're cooking for me these days, but they love it, don't they? I think it must be the number one activity you can do with kids is make food.
And they're more likely to eat it
as
well when they've had some involvement in it. You know, that's the other great thing about it. And another one that I did as well recently, which will be in the December issue of The Crier, is sort of inspired by my nephew, really, because he can't have dairy. So I made a dairy-free and egg-free pancake layered cake.
Right.
And again, I just used chickpea water for my egg. So it's basically making a buttermilk pancake, but you're just substituting the butter with dairy-free spread and milk with dairy-free milk alternative, and aquafaba, which is the water from chickpeas. Just made some buttermilk pancakes with that, and then layered that up with chocolate icing, again maybe dairy-free spread and chocolate and whatnot, and then some dairy-free ganache. So that's kind of straightforward there.
Lovely.
So moving into, so those are a few ideas for things that you can do at home. Moving into things in the community.
Yes.
So there's something called Community Christmas. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I don't think I have, no.
So that's essentially where you can go online, just type that into any sort of search engine, Community Christmas, and it will come up. You can register, and it's essentially if you have a spare place at your table or if you're the person wanting to be invited somewhere, you can sign up onto this register and you get matched up with families or friends near or families nearby, and you can basically, you know, and it doesn't have to be a full-on meal, it could be a mince pie and cup of tea, you know, it doesn't have to be anything, you know, extensive, so to speak. And like I say, you go on there, you get matched up. So it's all done above board. There's no, you know, and you can either sign up as the person who wants to be invited or the person who wants to invite someone in. That's something a bit different.
Yes, yes. Becoming more popular. There's a scheme called Extra Chair as well, I think it's called, which does a very similar thing.
Yeah, exactly. There's lots of these sorts of things around, but it's just something to, you know, something a bit different, but it's combating loneliness, really.
Which is a massive problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and people don't come forward. And I think if you can register onto something like this, you're sort of not... It's not too overwhelming, I think, if you can register onto a list like that, and then you know that it's... I don't know how to word it, really. But anyway, it's less daunting, I think, than kind of approaching somebody and saying, oh, you know, I want to be invited.
Can I come?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the other thing as well, in Cambridge, we know we've got a massive problem with homelessness.
Indeed, yeah.
But at the same time, we've got amazing charities who are trying to combat it. So most places will have already, you know, if you're thinking sort of soup kitchens and all that sort of thing, because a lot of these places do serve up a Christmas meal on Christmas Day, a lot of these places will already have a full team ready to go on that. So in lots of ways, I mean, you could get in contact and ask if there's any way to help, obviously. But I've been in touch with Winter Comfort, who's one of the people we have lots to do with here at Cambridge 105 Radio, and we really support them and the work that they're doing. And what they've changed it slightly this year, in as much as they're trying to be more consistent for their users, so that it's more familiar. So the people that they've got in the kitchen are going to be people who work, you know, volunteer there throughout the year, so that the service users, which is great, you know. But there are still ways you can help out. There are things like helping to sort out clothes and gift wrap presents and stuff like that. Go to their website, which is, if I can find it, wintercomfort.org.uk. Follow all the relevant links there. But there are different things. You know, you could fundraise, you could do whole coffee mornings for them, run the marathon if you want to, the Cambridge Marathon. Sort out food donations, and they'll have a list on there as well of what they want. Clothing, again, they'll have a list on there of items that they're particularly after. So that's a really good one. Thank you very much to Gemma, who I spoke to. She gave me all the information. But like I say, go there and you can find all the information there. Other places like Jimmy's and stuff will also, no doubt, you know, want help if you're able to offer it. Campbell and Cookery Club, great opportunity there for people to come together in the community, take a dish along. And what they're looking for this Christmas is... whatever your heritage is, take a dish, you know, a festive dish from that place. It could be Poland, it could be Bangladesh, it could be, you know, what's traditional for you. You take it along, and it's a great way of meeting people that you might not otherwise meet. Get in touch with Shrobona, Bhattacharya.
Yeah, there you go. I know Shrobona. Yes. Used to work with her.
Yeah, I know, yes. And she is at Shrobona, that's Shrobona @gmail.com. And that's open to anybody who fancies going along to do that. I think we've run out of time. I was going to do my Christmas pudding thing, but I've got my mum sitting next to me. I did have a thing about Christmas pudding, but never mind. We'll have to leave that for now, I think.
Well, we must get your mum's Margaret, isn't
yes,
she? That's
yes.
right. And she's sitting there, and you know, it's the first time I've ever had somebody on and their mum sitting next to them knitting. So good morning, Margaret.
Yeah, it's like sitting at the bottom of the guillotine.
I think you've nearly finished that. What are you knitting?
Oh, I'm doing. It's a Christmas present for someone, so I can't mention the recipient.
Okay.
But I'm knitting a snood, but it's got a Swedish, one of these Swedish British Fair Isle type designs on it.
I see.
So, yes.
Well, good luck with your schnoo.
Thank you.
And have a nice Christmas. And thanks,
and
Louise.
Thank you, Louise.
It's Louise Wilson. Oh, and Louise, just
Very quickly, Camel Christmas Market is on today between 11 and 3. And, of course, we can't forget to mention the Winter Fair on Mill Road next week. Brilliant. Go along to it. If you're a foodie, there's loads of things for there and gifts and ideas and stuff.
And this show will be broadcasting live from that, just outside Tesco's, I think, if we're in our usual spot. Thank you.